And here is the Vegan's Almanac for today, the 2nd of September, 2025. It's the birthday of the man who first coined the term vegan. Donald Watson, born on this day in 1910, was an English animal rights and veganism advocate who co-founded the Vegan Society. In November 1944, Donald Watson called a meeting with five other non-dairy vegetarians, including Elsie Shrigley, to discuss non-dairy vegetarian diets and lifestyles. The group felt a new word was required to describe them, something more concise than non-dairy vegetarians. Rejected words included dairy ban, vitan, and benivore. They settled on vegan, a word that Donald Watson later described as containing the first three and last two letters of vegetarian. As a child, Watson spent time on his Uncle George's farm. The slaughtering of a pig on the farm horrified Watson. He said his view of farmed life changed from idyllic to a death row for animals. He became vegetarian in 1924 at the age of 14, making a New Year's resolution to never again eat meat. He gave up dairy later, having understood the production of milk-related products was equally cruel and unethical. Donald Watson, who said, "We can see quite plainly that our present civilization is built on the exploitation of animals, just as past civilizations were built on the exploitation of enslaved people, and we believe the spiritual destiny of man is such that in time he will view with abhorrence the idea that men once fed on the products of animals' bodies." September 2nd is also the birthday of Cleveland Amory, born on this day in 1917. Cleveland is largely credited with launching the U.S. anti-hunting movement. In 1963, he was fired from his position as commentator on NBC's Today Show for actually suggesting on the air the formation of a club to hunt hunters. 4 years later, he launched the Fund for Animals to protect wildlife from hunting and trapping. In 1974, he published Mankind, Our Incredible War on Wildlife, which led the following year to the celebrated CBS anti-hunting documentary, The Guns of Autumn. In 1979, Cleveland established America's first animal sanctuary, the Black Beauty Ranch in Texas. It was initially purchased to house some of the Grand Canyon burros that were marked for slaughter by the National Park Service, but airlifted to safety by the fund. The sanctuary has since grown from the initial 83 acres to 1,300 and is home to thousands of animals rescued from human abuse. Cleveland became involved with Paul Watson in confronting the Canadian seal hunt. When Paul expressed an interest in confronting pirate whaling operations, Cleveland helped found the Sea Shepherd Conservation Society by purchasing the organization's first ship, the Sea Shepherd. He participated in several expeditions. And it is also the birthday of Dr. Melanie Joy, born on this day in 1966. Melanie Joy is an American social psychologist and author, primarily notable for coining the term carnism. She is the founding president of nonprofit advocacy group Beyond Carnism, as well as a former professor of psychology and sociology at the University of Massachusetts, Boston. She has published several books, including Strategic Action for Animals and Why We Love Dogs, Eat Pigs, and Wear Cows. Her ideas influence subsequent studies of what has come to be known as the meat paradox, the apparent inconsistency in common attitudes towards animals, wherein people may express affection towards some animals while eating other animals, and the cognitive dissonance it entails. A number of psychologists are supportive of Joy's belief that vegans experience secondary post-traumatic stress disorder living in an animal-exploiting civilization. In 2024, Joy appeared in the British documentary film I Could Never Go Vegan, and earlier this year, Melanie published her first novel, A Half-Hearted Death Wish. The book explores what it means to want to live and how healing trauma and practicing love can lead to a more meaningful existence and a kinder world. And here's a poem for today. Something Told the Wild Geese by Rachel Lyman Field. Something told the wild geese it was time to go. Though the fields lay golden, something whispered, snow. Leaves were green and stirring, berries luster glossed, but beneath warm feathers, something cautioned, frost. All the sagging orchards steamed with amber spice, but each wild breast stiffened at remembered ice. Something told the wild geese it was time to fly. Summer sun was on their wings, winter in their cry. Something Told the Wild Geese by Rachel Field. This has been the Vegan's Almanac with a reminder to marvel at the wonder of animals.